reality of selling is that you and the rest of your sales team should always be losing some new business opportunities. Not experiencing selling losses just means you aren't being proactive enough in your selling efforts and aren't going after enough new business on a regular basis. Since losing business to your competitors on a regular basis is a reality of any salesperson's life, then how much value and new information are you and your team getting from the sales that you do actually lose? The high-egoed, independent gunfighter mentality of most sales professionals means they only tend to look for and celebrate their sales wins as proof of their selling expertise and personal superiority, and completely ignore and refuse to discuss any business they do lose. After all, their high ego doesn't allow them to see a sales loss as their personal fault. They have to prove they lost the business due to their price being too high, their management's fault, their competitors unfairly winning the business, or their customer just being an idiot for not seeing their value and uniqueness. As a career sales professional, the goal is to receive some benefit or value from everything you do and every prospect or customer you attempt to sell. In the October 2009 sales article, we discussed the question of, are you a painter or a printer in your selling approach and philosophy? The vast majority of salespeople are like painters. Every time they find a new selling opportunity, they put a clean new canvas on their easel and start painting. Painters believe every customer is unique. Every selling opportunity requires a different approach, and what worked to win one customer will not likely help win the next. Painters view selling as intuitive art, not needing nor requiring any consistent selling structures, predictive processes, or predefined multiple-step plans. After all, isn't every selling situation or customer opportunity completely different? But sales pros who view selling like printers see selling as a very repetitive process. At first, they've had to define and adjust their selling processes for each new customer. But after a while, and after their printing process is clearly defined and their multiple-step selling process is set up, they can then just turn the crank on their selling press for each new customer selling opportunity they discover. Painting mentality salespeople never learn, nor do they even attempt to try to learn how or why they lost the sale. After all, it's over. And their next sale will be to a completely different customer or prospect and will be sold with another unique selling approach and stepped process. My goal is for you to become more like a printer sales professional, where you evaluate and learn what you didn't do or could have done better with the last sale, so you can adjust your selling approach, positioning, and selling structures for your next several selling attempts. Let's say you've invested significant selling time and effort over the last several months in your attempt to win a prospect's business. But your main buyer contact is on the phone telling you they've decided to buy from your competitor instead of from you. There are three steps you can follow to help you set up your opportunity to learn more from this prospect about how and why you lost, so you can improve your selling processes for your next new selling opportunity. The first step, just like in any other sales call, is to lower your buyer's resistance so they might talk further. Put yourself in your buyer's shoes for a moment. Imagine how uncomfortable it is for your buyer to have to call all the vendors they've met and worked with for the last several weeks to tell them they didn't win and that they're instead be doing business with their competitor. Remember, our goal is to get more information and insight from this loss to help our future selling efforts. And the best way to learn more from this prospect is to make them as comfortable as possible talking with you, even though you weren't the winning vendor. The more resistance and discomfort you create with this prospect, the less likely they'll be to share any additional information or awareness with you as one of the losing vendors. Step 2 is meant to position your acceptance of your buyer's decision to affirm the company they chose. Both of these efforts will help lower their resistance so you can hopefully learn more by saying something like, "Thanks for calling to let us know of your decision. I'm sorry we won't have the opportunity to do business with you and your company. It would have been an enjoyable experience getting to work with you and your team. But congratulations on choosing Johnson Distributors. They're a good company, and I know they'll do a good job for you. Now that your decision is final, would you allow me to ask a few questions so I might learn how we could do a better job next time we work with you or any other company, considering your products or services?" Your third step is to now ask them questions about how and why they made their final vendor selection. The key to learning as much as possible from a competitive loss is to always remain positive. A buyer will shut down and stop answering your questions as soon as they feel they're receiving any challenge or resistance to any of their answers. That's why you want to affirm the vendor they did choose. Otherwise, you'll come across as challenging their decision will only shut down any information or insights. The other critical key to learning more will be based on you taking personal responsibility for losing their business. It isn't that your competitors stole anything from you. They just did a better job of connecting with the buyer and communicating their value and approach compared to any other alternative. The best approach to generating the most customer input and feedback will be based on you centering your questions on what you could have done to have better understood your buyer's real wants and needs and to have better explained and demonstrated your value and uniqueness. Buyers never make dumb buying decisions. They always make the best business decision they felt they could have made based on all the information available at that time. So if your buyer chose someone else, it has to be because they felt your competitor would be a better fit or would do a better job for them and their company. Your questions to this buyer are meant to help you learn what you could have done differently or done better in your attempt to understand their needs and to propose solutions. Consider asking questions like, what did you like most about the vendor you did choose? What did they do that others didn't to prove their value to you and your company? Or, what do you wish we would have done that could have made us more competitive? If you've read my past newsletter articles, you know that buyers never buy on price as their final and most important determinant. There's always another reason besides I chose them because they were the lowest price. The only way someone can win the business based on price is if they first prove there's no decrease in value associated with this lower price compared to the competition. So even if your buyer tells you you lost on price, you want to still keep your questions focused on the perceived value differences between you and the vendor that won. After all, the only way your competitor won with a lower price is they first proved they could provide equal or greater value than any of the other competitive alternatives. Remember, the greater your perceived value compared to your competition, then the more you can charge and still win the business. Never accept your buyer telling you that you lost on price. If they tell you they chose your competitor either because your competitor's prices were lower or your prices were higher, then ask questions like, how did they prove you weren't going to be giving up any value buying from them and their lower price? You can also test the value of your major selling points or areas of uniqueness you were promoting by asking questions like, through our research, we thought you and your team were most concerned about after-sales support and parts availability. Were we accurate in that assessment? You also might ask, what did we do best? What did you see were our strongest strengths and value we could bring to you and your company? And a final question to consider asking is, what one thing, no matter how small or insignificant, could have helped me and my team to do a better job in our attempt to prove our value and to win your business? You want to make sure you end your customer conversation with a positive, future-focused comment by saying something like, I hope you and your team will allow us to stay in contact and hopefully propose again in the future. When would be an appropriate time to check back to see how things are going and to see if we might again offer help? The goal of professional selling is to always learn something of value from any effort you invest in a prospect or customer. The goal is not just to win the sale, but to also identify how you can become more persuasive, more efficient, or more effective in your next selling effort. No one wants to lose a sale, but when you do lose, what questions can you ask your buyer that can help you learn and improve so your next selling opportunity is either more successful or at least easier? After all, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and persuasive enough to ask the right questions when you do lose business so you can still learn what else you can be doing to increase your competitive advantage and ability to win the business next time, even at a higher price? Thanks for listening.